Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Aleph Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're in the middle of Simen Tof Nun Hei, which we began yesterday, which deals with the halachos of Mayim Shalonu, which means water that stayed still. In other words, after it was drawn, you didn't use this water right away. As we pointed out yesterday, you're not allowed to use the water right away because it will still be a little bit hot, and therefore it's going to be Mamar Lahachmitz. It's going to make the dough that you're kneading too quickly to become chametz, more so than regular, and therefore there's a potential problem over here. Therefore, the water has to sit for a while, and that's what we began discussing yesterday. Now we pick up on the second line, again, Nun Aleph Amud Beis, with the Mechaber, and he writes, V'im hazman cham. If it's talking about a time of the year that it's still very hot, depending on different places where you are, some of the Deir Shu footnotes talk about what happens if you're in the southern hemisphere, for example, and it could be very, very hot still. If you're in Argentina, for example, Deir Shu footnote number 15 talks about B'yamei Nisan Mezeg Avir Shom Cham Od. It's very, very hot over there. And he says even the Mayim Shalanu was still going to remain very, very hot. So in that situation, he brings down from Tzvi Pesach Frank Zatzal that there's no other choice. In that situation, you should put it in some sort of a refrigeration if you must bake it in Nisan, albeit it's preferable, he says, to go bake it at another point in time. Otherwise, he says, you should use cold water from the refrigerator, or you should use even adding ice to it. Things that we said yesterday shouldn't be done on a routine basis. So, the Mechaber is telling us over here, if it's in a place where it's hot, so then go and take this water after you've drawn it, and yanichim b'marte, put it in your cellar, shukar, which is going to be a cooler place. Likewise, if it happens to be very cold still outside, yanichim ba'avir, put it outside where it will have a chance to warm up, so to say. Because the cellar would be too warm in that situation, and you have to leave it outside so it can cool off. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Zayin, v'im ein lo marte, if a guy doesn't have a cellar, so then, yanichim b'soch habayis, then you can put it inside the house. But you have to make sure, v'davka b'cheder shein masikim bo, put it into a part of the house that doesn't have an oven in it. And the issue footnote number 12 discusses that you could have either a furnace or an oven, and each of them would potentially be a problem. And he brings down that one should not even need the matzos in such a room. In a room that has a furnace in it, you shouldn't go and even need the matzos in that room if that furnace was on during the day. If the furnace had been on, so you can open up the windows and cool off the room until you think that the room is now at, quote, normal temperature. And the same thing would be if you have it in a room that has an oven, which will also get the room quite hot. So it also depends, he says, upon the size of the room. A very large room, obviously, it won't be as impacted. A smaller room will be impacted more. And he brings down, in Linyan Mayim Shalanu, however, that's for the kneading. But the water itself, he brings down, Mashalus Shuvas Divri Malkiel, Shebechol Ofen Osu Lanichem Bechedesh Masikimbo. The water you can never put in there. It's even the kneading that we have a discussion. But the water shouldn't be put in there. Even if there's only a little bit of heat, one should be careful. He brings down in cold countries, for example, up north, so he brings down from Shelo Shuvas Minchas Yitzchak, from Dain Weissatzal, Sha'osu Lahofik es Krirusum Shalamayim Bishum Ofen. You can't take the chill out of the water in any way. And he brings down as well from the Chasam Sofer, Linya Mishiniya Chasamayim Shalonu Bechedesh Echad Mikirosov Hukosel Shaltanu Shofen Bomatzos. So you keep it by a wall. The other side of the wall is the oven. So he says you can't use such water to go and knead the matzos because, again, it will heat up and you won't even notice it necessarily, and therefore this water could be machmitz faster, and that's a problem. He says, "Lanichem b'sol cheder shemuchumam aydei mizug." If you have a thermostat-controlled room, so he says, and you know that the thermostat doesn't go above the water that it needs to be for mayim shalanu, so then Ravazin Zatzal in the Shelus Hatshuva Shevet Halevi brings down Yesh L'Hakel. In such a room, you can leave it in there. The Shulchan Aruch said that you're not allowed to leave it in the cellar because it could be too hot. So he explains that's become and the avir in the martef is different. Something about the pressures in the cellar that are going to be different as opposed to a regular room that's under a thermostat control, that would be okay. Mechaber continues and he says, in that situation where you kept the water outside because it would be too hot in the basement, so you have to be sure of it. Tzorech lahashkim, you have to get up early in the morning before the sun comes up. Ulachnisan labayis, and bring that water in into the house, kodim sheyizrach hashemesh, before the sun starts to shine. And even if it's a cloudy day, you still have to do this, because if you leave the water outside, it's going to get heated up. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Ches, if you did put it in the cellar, or if you put it into a room where they did heat it up, the room was heated up with a furnace, so the Ramah is going to tell us what the halacha is in that situation momentarily. Sivkot and Test, the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to bring the water, if it was outside, before the sun comes up, even if it's a cloudy day, Shelo yischamu b'chol ha-shemesh, because it will heat up in the sun, and that will be a problem. And we're talking, we're talking about the water was in a place where the sun would shine. The issue footnote number 13 brings down that you're not allowed to knead in the sun as well. And he brings down, if the room has windows in it, you have to be careful about not kneading against the windows as well, because it could heat it up too fast. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, "Demiyamdu b'makom shelo yuchal liros pnei hashemesh ein lochush." But if the water was outside in a place where the sun doesn't strike, that's in shade in some way, so then you don't have to be concerned if it was out there a little bit. Ukidelekamon mesimin tofenim tesif aleph, as we'll learn in Yitzhak Shem in an upcoming simon. Ayin sham. However, mihu b'yom ha'mu'unan, on a cloudy day, b'chol gavnei tzorich l'dayik l'achnisam kodim shas hazricha. On a cloudy day, though, even if it's in a place where it normally would be shady, you have to take it inside before the sun comes up, because you have like a greenhouse effect over here. The clouds maintain the heat all over the place. The yom ha'de'eva, on a cloudy day, kulo shimsho. It's as if the sun is entirely up. The issue footnote number 14 brings down the explanation. This will actually be learned in Simon Tofton test. Sheteva Hashemish Biyom Amunan, the nature of the sun on a cloudy day, is actually creates more heat all around. And he writes, Shebein Hashmashos Ein Lochush Lekach. But during the twilight period of time, you don't have to be concerned about it, because the sun has already gone down and the heat won't be dissipated all over outside. And he says, V'davko kishaharakia ma'onen legamre. He says that's only if the sky is totally covered in clouds. Avol ena ma'onen ela b'chalko, but if only it's partially cloudy day, and now you're in the shade, so then it's not such a problem. And he brings down the bir halacha, shemi'ikra din eno nechshav liyom ha'me'unan. It's partially cloudy day, it's not considered a cloudy day, and therefore one could even go and knead the dough outside in that situation, as long as you're not directly in the sun. However, the minhag is not to do it outside, because we're concerned that maybe the cloud cover will spread out and you suddenly won't realize that you're suddenly in a more heated area, and the concern for being machmitz faster is present. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah tells us, if you didn't take in the water from outside and it was outside in the sun, so imlo amdu kol kach achu chamu, it was only a very short period of time and it didn't get a chance to heat up, so eno masik, that doesn't ruin it, and that water still can be used for kneading. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Yud, the Imnasu potion, if it, however, became lukewarm already, kehu chamu dami, then we consider that like it's hot and you can't use it, ulekamei besif gimel, as we'll learn in the upcoming shir. What is the definition of poshrin, this lukewarm water? Poshrin nikwek shenasu kechamim usarok, when it's body temperature, like the temperature of the spit. Then he says, ayin in the shari tshuva shekosav shekol shenischamu chamim usktsas, if it even got heated up a little bit, afu pishenu kechamim usarok, even though it hasn't reached body temperature yet, ein lolish bem, you shouldn't use such type of water. Ayin sham, look over there in the shari tshuva. And if you look at the Shari Tshuva over here in the second line, he says the same thing would apply if it reached the temperature of water in the summertime that you'd take from the river. It also has the status of poshrin, and it will not be able to be used. And he says that one should be concerned about this. If you go 5-6 lines down into the Shari Tshuva, v'yeshlochosh lezeh, where it's even heated up a little bit, v'lahamid b'mokum kar, and you should place it into a cold place, shelo yavo lidei chamimus klal. You should make sure that this water doesn't have the potential to even get heated up a little bit, even if it's not going to reach body temperature. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot and Yud Aleph, and he says, it's not terrible if it's out just for a little bit. Even if it was out in the sun, if it was only out for a little bit of time, as long as it hasn't really heated up at all, even to the level of the potion that the Shari Tshuva just mentioned, then you can still use it. The Ramah continues and he writes, V'yosetov, the optimal way, however, is lahamidam tachas etikra, put it underneath the roof, because this way the sun won't hit on it, and this way, in case you forget, you won't have a problem. He then continues and he writes, "Ukishamo lechamayim tachas avirorakia." When you're moving the water, you're transporting the water underneath the sky. So yesh lechasos, and you should keep it covered. He brings this down in the name of Truma Sedeshen, named the smog and the smock and the mari vial. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Yud Beis, wrote to Lomar, what the Ramah is telling us over here is, "Kishamolicham babokim in amartit leves alisha." When you're taking it out of your cellar and you're bringing it into the place where you're going to need it, you should be careful to cover it up. Kideshlo yischamu me'ashemish. It shouldn't go and get heated up by the sun if you're going outside. They add the tov lechasos and gam beishem olicham in anor lebeisel. Even when you're taking the water in from the river into your house, ashikvar shokacham. Even though the sun has already gone down, you should still keep it covered. Kideshlo yipol tochen shum dover chimutz. This is for a different reason, not so it doesn't get heated up, but that nothing chametzik should somehow fall inside of it. And that's why there was a minhag that they would go and strain the water, they would use some sort of a white garment over here, a clean white garment, and this way, if there was any chometzdika thing or any isudika thing in the water, it would be strained out. The issue footnote number 60 brings down its mashfish from this, that this is only a chumra, as a hirus yusera. It's an extra special stringency over here, as the Chok Yaakov brings down, but this is davka kishamolichim me'anor. This is only when you're taking it from the river at night. Sha'azu mesasik ben, because you're dealing with there and you're not concerned that something is going to fall into it. But if it's in the house, and you're not dealing with it, so then you should definitely cover it up. He brings out from the El Yeraba, Tomid L'chasosim, should be constantly covered because of the concern that maybe something chometzik will fall inside of it. What happens if you didn't watch this water? You weren't careful that nothing chometzik should fall into it? So the Shelus Tshuvas El Chosholomo says, in this situation, there are opinions that say that just like you need to have shmura matzah, that the grain has to be washed at least mishatz ktsira or mishatz tchina, or possibly even at a later point in time, but it needs to be nishmartem, it needs to be watched, so to avir, the water needs to be watched. You couldn't use this water that to go knead matzahs that were used to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah on the first night. He says, what about mayim magulim, that you're not allowed to drink mayim magulim? So he brings down that le'inyan mayim shalanu, which is l'tzorech mitzvah, one should be makbid over here about mayim magulim, even though normally nowadays we're not machmir on mayim magulim. Furthermore, he brings down, in eino motzi ala mayim shu magulim, if you only have the mayim magulim, then the Kav HaChaim brings down, shem malakum shlo mitzuyim nechashim yesh lahakyo v'lolush behem lematzos mitzvah, that one could, in fact, if you only have this mayim magulim, and it's in a place where we normally aren't concerned about it because we don't have snakes around that could insert their poison into it, that's why we don't drink from mayim magulim, but if there are no snakes around nowadays, we're not concerned about mayim magulim. So he says, if you have no choice, you can even use this for the matzos mitzvah as well. The issue footnote number 17 says this idea of straining the water when you take it out is a chumra, but me'ikra din, kosher lo rosh, nofel chometz la be'er, ein lochesh lekach. If you know for certain that there's no chometz in this well that you drew the water from, then you don't have to be concerned. And he says, the Chok Yaakov says the same thing, she'enu el l'chumra, it is a chumra over here to do this. However, one, if they know for certain there's no chometz there, b'di'evit, certainly one doesn't have to throw away such water, one could use such water. The Ramah continues and he writes, Kishechol Pesach Be'echa B'Shabbos, when Pesach comes out on Sunday. So therefore, Yesh Lishov HaMayim Or Yud Gimel, you should go and draw the water because you can't obviously go and knead it and make the matzah on Shabbos, and you need matzah ready for Matzah Shabbos, Sunday, which is the first night of the Seder, Saturday night, which is Sunday in Halacha. So therefore, you should draw the water up on Thursday evening. Yesh Lishov HaMayim Or Yud Gimel. When the start of the day of Yud Gimel would be Friday, Yudalid is Shabbos, Tezvav is Sunday, so then you should draw the water up Thursday afternoon, right before the Shkia, Samuch le'Bein HaShemashos, as we said, that's the optimal time to draw the water. Dainu b'Leil Chamishi, which is the night of Thursday. It's brought down in the name of the Mardukhai. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud Gimel explains, V'molech HaMayim B'Kli Zechuchis, if you're carrying the water with a Kli Zechuchis, over here in a glass container, this is referring to what the Ramah said previously, they should keep it covered on the top. So if you're carrying it in a glass container, in mo'al mashim chasa b'mapa milamala, it's not enough to just cover it from the top, ki Hashem shuchol l'chami derech ovi eschuchas, because the sun could heat it up through the glass sides. And therefore, elam kin yichasa b'mapa ala defono, so you have to cover up the entire glass utensil that you're carrying the water in. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yudalit tells us that when the Ramah said over here, you should go collect the water on Thursday night, when Pesach is on Sunday, the first night the Leila Seder is on Saturday night. Lefi Masha Kosav Mechaber B'Simin Tov Nun Ches. We'll learn in Yitz Hashem the Yom Yudalid Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. When Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, Loshim B'Erev Shabbos. Then you obviously can't do the kneading on Shabbos. You have to do it on Friday, and therefore you would have to go and collect the water Thursday afternoon, going into Friday. So there's no chiddush over here. Ein revusa klal. So what's the chiddush? So what's the Ramah telling us? V'divrei Baal HaGah, the Ramah is telling us over here, Nehemar only osun shenoag in lefos b'leil Pesach b'motzei Shabbos. There are those that have the custom that they bedavka make the matzahs on the night of the Seder itself. And therefore, in this situation, you still draw the water up on Thursday night. K'mor v'shon b'tur, as the Torah explains. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Tezvav, the Be'erev Shabbos Bein HaShemashos, that when you're dealing with Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemashos, Ein Yicholin Lishov, you can't go take the water then on Friday afternoon going into Shabbos, Dein Shabbos Meichel Yontif, because then you'd be taking the water in possibly Sofik Shabbos, and you can't do something on Shabbos for Yontif. Or Bein HaShemashos Sofik Shabbos, and the Bein HaShemashos is already a Sofik Shabbos. And to take it Friday afternoon before the Bein HaShemashos, so then it's not Shabbos, you shouldn't do that, because we know human nature. Shema Ya'acha, you may come to do it late. V'yasezeh b'en ha'shmashos. And you'll end up doing it during the b'en ha'shmashos period of time. And likewise, Uadin, Afa Ofin, Belel, Yontiv Sheni, and those that go and bake on Yontiv Sheni, also Asur and Lisho Ben Ashmashos Yontiv Rishon. They can't go and draw the water up on the end of the first day of Yontiv going into the second day of Yontiv, because they ain't Yontiv Mechin Lechaver, because again, one day of Yontiv can't be Mechin for the second day of Yontiv. Utsrich Lisho of Orly Yudalid. In that situation as well, you should go and draw the water up for the second night of Yontiv before the first night of Yontiv starts. If a person forgot to do this, then you can rely upon the fact that you can do it Friday afternoon before the Shkiyah. And you can even do this the entire day because we're concerned you're going to forget. And we can rely upon the Mechada that we learned yesterday that says you're allowed to go and get the water anytime during the day. However, all of this, this is for people that go and bake before Pesach. They should do this before Pesach. And therefore, in this situation, when you're baking over here on Yom Rishon, on Saturday night, you should make sure that you go and get the water on Thursday going into Friday. And as we said, if you forgot to do it, then you can do it on Friday during the day. If you forgot to do this, and now it's now Motzei Shabbos, and you don't have matzahs, what should you do? Then you can ask an Akum to go and do it for you on Friday afternoon during the Ben HaShemoshos period of time, because it's only Amirli Akum, and in this situation, it's a Tzorich Mitzvah, you'd be allowed to do it, because otherwise you won't have water to go and do the kneading on Motzei Shabbos. And in this situation, there are those that even allow you to do this yourself. Why is that? So, Dershu footnote number 25 brings down, Shekol Dover Shumishum Shvus. It's only a Shvus over here. Veino Karvli De Melacha. And it's not going to lead to a Melacha over here, just drawing the water. So, it's only Shvus that you may come to prepare on Shabbos for Yontif, and it can't really lead to any Takala. Mutalasos Ben Hashmashos. You're allowed to do that Ben Hashmashos if it's Litzarech Mitzvah. Even though it's not at all Litzarech Shabbos. But since it's Litzarech Mitzvah, under these extenuating circumstances, you'd be allowed to do so. Ramah continues and he writes, L'chatchilo l'yeish lishov min ha'nohoros lo me'meheros. He brings down from the Ashri and the Mordechai that ideally you should go and draw the water from a river rather than from a well. However, he says, Kishanahoros gedolos me'hafrosha shlogim u'gshamim. When the rivers are very full because of all the melting snow and rain, then tov yose lishov min ha'beros. Then it's actually better to take it from the wells, and he brings this down from the Mariv vial. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Tes Zayin explains, min anaharos, take it properly from the rivers, mipnei shachama mahaleches biyomi nisan tachas hakarka. As we explained, the underground springs get heated up more, v'lachein haberos roslin kitzas, they get much hotter, mashen kein benaharos, as opposed to the rivers. Even though the rivers need the b'makom neviyosan him roslin, even though they're start, they are hotter, because they're coming from the ground, b'makom kishenim shechlo, when they start flowing, it's flowing above the ground, and they rochot miskarim, and they go a certain distance, they cool off. Sivkon Yitzayin, the Mishnah says, but if there's a lot of snow over here, then it's preferable to take it from the wells, because the oz may be eros miskarin yosher mihen, because in that situation, the wells would be colder. Because the sun also is very active in the mountains, and if it's melting those waters, they're going to be very warm. And they're going to become lukewarm, and therefore it would be better to use the, in this situation, colder waters of the well than the lukewarm waters from the melting snow. The issue footnote number 27 brings down from the Magen Avraham, Shav Sharas Shlogim, when the snow melts, Umei Gishamim, the rains from over there in the mountains, L'olam Rosum, they're considered hotter. And the Chasam Sofer therefore proves, Shein Lismoch B'mayim She'en Mayim Shalanu. Therefore, we have to rely upon Mayim Shalanu always, even though, to your hand, those snowy melting waters are actually feeling very cold. Shari Einenu Ros She'mei Hav Sharas Shlogim Sonimim. We think that they're cold. And therefore, the din of Mayim Shalanu is a Kabbalah that we have, that it must be this type of water specifically, and we can't just look at the temperature of the water and say there are no problems. With that, we conclude today's shiur.